was asking.
8:34 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization, Gage County Board of Equalization, for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Vote.
Tried to be loud and clear.
Yeah, I know, but it sometimes.
He was just
6-0 in favor. Did you wait until he switched the button? I didn't see. Matt wasn't here.
Yeah.
There we go. 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. Approve or disapprove denying protest that was received after the deadline from Shad and Elizabeth Chalupek.
I don't know how to pronounce it for sure.
Chalupa.
I think so. Yep. That's the fence builder. Was.
Denied at the board. Oh, it was on our list that was denied.
I would move to approve denying the protest that was received after the deadline from Shannon Elizabeth Chalupek.
They are. Oh, we'll give it to Patty. Patty maybe knows more. I do.
Basically, it just came in late, but you know what? It's farm ground, so if they have any issues, they could come in and speak to me. But the protest is filed.
As far as, like, if the land's not under the right classification or grassland or anything and stuff, so.
They filed it, too. And yeah. Did you say the envelope said something different?
The envelope didn't. It just had a stamp on it and no postmark. I don't know. If the post office didn't run it through, but when I stamped again was July 23rd.
Patty, I think that maybe the issue is he moved to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and I think that ground that he had, I know, was CRP, mm-hmm. and I think it got broke up now and put into ag land, so maybe there's...
That's probably what we did to it, maybe.
Maybe there's the issue, the taxes went up. He didn't realize the valuation change when it was taken out of CRP. I don't know
hopefully
that.
Hopefully they'll call if the denial letter goes out. Okay. Hopefully they'll call the office and then we can discuss it.
They have an article they attached from the university that is explaining some of the different increases or decreases in ag land across the state of Nebraska. So that's part of what they're using for their basis to protest. It's a prior 2018 was 226,170, and the current 2018 was 287,425. And it's approximately 85 acres in 30-3-6. I don't know where that's at for sure. Well, down in your area. Okay.
So southwest of Beatrice.
So since it was filed late, we need to basically not approve it. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Well, we're denying even reviewing it.
If by chance they would have something wrong and bring a map in to me, it can be a clerical error or a correction type thing. But as a protest, it had to be filed by a certain deadline. Well, it was June 30th, but we sent out a letter indicating that we had changed some stuff, and they have 30 days. So, and Don and I checked that out. So we have a letter that we sent out to them. And it says right on there 30 days. So.
And it was after that even then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
July 23rd is when it came in, and it 30 days from June 8th would have been July 9th.
But no. So it's more than a week, more than just a day or two in the mail being late. Okay.
I made a motion to approve denying the protest.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. Oh, Matt, we changed it. Yeah. 7-0 in favor. Next up, approve or disapprove late filings on homestead exemptions for A, Lorna Troxell, B, Gary and Joan Vasse, C, Jeffrey R. Lee, D, Ruth Dorn, and E, Robert and Marlene Roberts.
Okay, basically I would recommend that these be approved. They have until July 20th to get them in, but when they're filed after June 30th, they have to come before the board. And so you guys, I'm recommending for approval. If you uphold what I'm saying, then we'll send the minutes in from the meeting that the board approved it, and they'll go to the state then, because they are late filings. But they do have a deadline passed up till July 20th. So okay. But the minutes have to go in after.
The minutes have to go in with it that we approved that we're sending forwarding
we
that.
We approved the late filings.
We have to approve.
Any questions, Matt?
I got a question. If we approved these late, but we denied the other because it was late.
Two different things.
This is in statute. You can approve up to July 20th.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference. Like sometimes they have medical problems or they didn't get their doctor's letters in. I don't know if these are.
This is for the little house?
No, that's a correction. Yeah, this is actually in the rules, the regulations of the homestead. And now that is too, but this July 20th date is definitely a date that you can file up to.
Up to, and they were filed before then.
Yes.
And whereas this property protest...
That was way over the deadline.
That was way past the deadline.
But we're approving them late, but they filed them on time. Am I understanding that correct?
Okay. They have to be filed by June 30th. Okay, but if they bring them in late, then up till July 20th, myself, with the board's approval, can approve them. So there's a 20-day kind of window and a grace period.
Kind of grace period.
And there isn't as far, you know, I've never seen a grace period on the protest.
Property valuation protest.
And you're recommending to us that we approve.
Of these.
Because we had a gentleman last year, the year before, that came before the board that was filing late, and we denied him, and he had to go to Turk. Because that is still a recourse. They can still go to Turk.
Yep.
It's not over and done with. They can.
Right.
I'll second Gary's motion.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote 7-0 to approve those.
I was going to say, it's a motion by Lytle.
Oh, Lytle. Oh, sorry. Motion by Lytle, seconded by Bauman.
I tried soft and quiet. I tried loud and clear.
And I don't hear you, yeah.
Change your name. Yeah. Motion from
you
the right side.
Got
the
second
side.
You became Byers all of a sudden. I adopted you.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 9.
Denny's better looking, though. There it goes.
Try it again, Gary.
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion by Lytle, seconded by Bauman. Is that right?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
We're reaffirming that.
To approve. Yeah. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Anything else, Patty?
I do have a Turk case coming up on a homestead exemption, the one that was denied Danny Wayne's last year. That came up, and it's not until October. It's a single commissioner hearing, so that's probably, I can go up. I don't know, Daryl is really not too involved with that part of it, so whether I need to take one of your people or not, I don't know.
Shoot me a copy of it. I don't think we've seen it. Did you bring it up?
It should have came to you and Don, and then I get a copy from you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you have a copy. It's like October sometime.
I think I put a copy in your tray, and I know it came to you. CCTU, I saw, so.
Yeah. But I did. Roger should have got one, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I put it.
I'll double check because I got a Turk file. So
if not, let me know. If you can't find it, I'll just make you another one.
All right. He did apply for one again this year, and he's there.
Well, was he not there last year?
That's the one that burnt, and they were working on it. We'll have to see what. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
What else?
I'm trying to think. Oh, levies. August 1st, you guys get requests, right? And September 1st, I have to have them set. Probably need to talk. I have a workshop the 23rd. So there, when's the last meeting in August?
29th.
Okay, I'll be good then.
We're at the 15th and the 29th.
Okay.
These first 15, 29th.
I'll need to know if you're going to change on that resolution, if you're going to change any townships or fires for the amounts. Because last year I set them at a different rate, like 7.5 and 3. Are we going to stay at that, or you want those?
We can set that the 29th yet, then.
I need to know before the 29th, because the resolution will have to be all set, and I'll have to have all the resolution done on the 29th. So probably by the 15th, I'll need to know.
If that's not done, can that be changed later? Can that be amended later?
I think it has to be set by September 1st.
Yes. Has to be.
So I need
And that can't be amended either? Because that's their budget, basically, you're saying.
Well, then those are just townships and fires, okay. And historical and agricultural. Hey. And then later on, I do set the full levies by October. But what your levying authority is would be have to be set by September 1st for those individuals.
So basically, right now, we're allowing townships to have 7.5 cents. We're allowing fire departments, rural fire departments in the county to have 3 cents.
And that's that MFO that Terry's always talking
yeah.
about.
So what you're trying to tell us, though, is really by the 15th or the next meeting,
I need to know.
We had a fire board meeting last night, Odell. The MFO thing, and like I say, everybody has to be uniform, and it's 3 cents. The dollar amount that I'm going to use Odell as example to be a member of that organization is about $15,000 a year, what the state sends. I'm sure everybody's different, depending on what their budget is, but because that budget had to be to you today, I think he said our accountant did down there.
In my office today.
Are you in your office
today? The fire department's budgets were due today.
Yeah.
Budgets and preliminaries are due today.
Yeah.
Still supposed to fall under that statute for the preliminaries. Yeah. That hasn't gone away.
Terry, just so I understand, that 3 cents, that goes to the state and then they reallocate it back out?
No, the 3 cents is a levy that they can levy. The fire districts can.
Yeah.
The 15,000 is the money the state throws at you. I'm just using that example for Odell. Throws at you to be a member of this organization.
MFO money, which...
If you're in that, though, say that would change to whatever different... As long as everyone's the same, would that change that 15,000 the state gives you?
No. What I understand is everybody has to be the same. It doesn't have to be 3 cents. It can be 2.5. It can be 2. But everybody's used to getting that money, and it's pretty hard to take it away from them. The leader of the group is here in Beatrice, so.
We certify our assessed values for everything on August 20th, so nobody knows what the valuations for the county are yet. So then you guys tell me what you want me to set those levies at. And, like, if they go over 7.5, then they have to adjust their budgets or have a town hall meeting, say, townships.
I need
to know on about the 15th of where you think you want those amounts to be. Like, if you want to leave ag and historical the same, I think we've done that the last few years. And then I set fires at 3 and townships.
I mean, and the bad thing to this new law that they have, we're setting a budget now. We don't have total valuations for sure yet. That could change, so we would have to amend this budget, come back in, and do it all over again. That's the stupid part of this.
The only thing is, years ago, they didn't even want people to have valuations before they set their budgets.
How could they do it, though?
You only ask for what you need.
Right. That's what it should be.
Basically, I remember the days when... That was, you know, we didn't have a preliminary years ago when I was setting them. That just came into being, so the taxing authorities were given to you guys. Because years ago, I didn't do this first step. That was only done later on in September. So then this came about. Oh, it's been in play for quite a long time. But At one point, we didn't set them in August ever. That's been quite a few years ago.
The thing that brought this out was that state passed in 2015, I think, when there was a fire district out west that was denied any funds.
But time their, like county, their county kept mm-hmm. denying them any funds for several years.
So it went to the state. It went to the state. The state said the fire districts have authority to tax up to 12 cents if they want to. That's what started, not the MFO stuff, but this early stuff that we're doing right now, I think.
If a fire district is denied by the county any availability to tax as little as even 1 cent of levy, the next year the fire district will have their authority to go. I think it's, you might be right with 12. I kind of remembered it's 10, but it's in that neighborhood. They can do their 10 or 12 cents of their own levy mm-hmm. without the county board's approval. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't think it started last year because that's what caught everybody off guard.
Yeah.
It wasn't to take place right away. It was the following year. Then this mm-hmm. whole thing showed up with the budget and no one knew about it.
Right. That I'm just curious, and that's one answer I didn't ask. The say a fire district wants to go to 12 cents, say they need that kind of money. Does that have to be approved by the fold of people of their fire district, or can they just do it?
I'm not
My understanding is that they would just have authority to go do it. Now, I don't know. I don't know the bill well enough to say yes or no either way without looking at it or whatever. My understanding, what people told me, is that they could just go ahead and set that levy up to...
That's if you give them nothing, but if you give them three
Yeah, if you give them 1 cent, if you give them 1 cent each year, then they cannot go out and do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's the way they explained it to me.
That's the way it's been explained to me. Now, I've never gone and looked at the bill, so I shouldn't say that that's exactly the way it is or not, but that's been explained multiple times to me, right. I guess, and other people. I mean, I might be understanding it wrong, but without going and looking at the bill, I'm not sure. And part of what a lot of them, the fire departments this year, I've had several of them visit with me in past years, they didn't have to have their budget in by August 1st.
No.
That was part of that bill, and that's why it's come about this year that some of them, they never have had to have their budget in until end of July or approximately September. I mean, end of August or September. And now this year, what happened? They go, well, that was part of that bill.
Mm-hmm. That's what I understood.
Yeah.
Myron, is that the same with the townships? As long as we continue to allocate so much money for them to use out of our taxing authority? They don't go outside of that then, but if we would take it away, then they'd...
No. If we took all 7.5 cents away, the townships do not have the ability to go out and set their own levy.
Unless they ask for a vote of the people.
Well, a town hall meeting. They could have a town hall.
I mean, if we would not fund them, they could go outside
that
of
that would take
our
a vote
levy.
Of the people. Vote of their...
They had to have 20% of their constituents there for a town hall meeting.
20%.
That's why you see some of the townships that are over the 7.5 cents is because they've had town hall, whether it be for a piece of equipment or a project or something, they've had a vote to go above that. And then it's on for, you have to designate the number of years that it's on.
Well, that's a bond. They can go for a bond, too. But the town hall meeting, if I understand, if I remember correctly, it's 1 year. A bond can be 5 years, I believe. They can do a bond.
Well, they have that authority since we're a township county as opposed to a supervisor county versus a commissioner.
Through town hall, but not automatic authority.
On those town hall meetings, I know it has to be published, but the story I was told to get around it is you just invite the people that are in favor of what you want to do.
No, you can't do Lincoln Township did this not that many years ago. They had a town hall meeting.
Right. Trust me, Matt.
It's got to be published.
It's got to be published, but how many people read that and they're going to come? You know, unless you call on the phone and say, hey, we're going to have a town hall meeting. The ones you don't want there, you don't phone them.
is that why nobody shows up here?
Civics lessons by Germans.
Terry just invited his friends to our meeting.
Great, that's over.
Anything else, Patty? Anybody else, anything for Board of Equalization? If not, we will adjourn at 8:53 on the clock, Board of Equalization.